Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday, we told a story about a male person in East Cobb. His name's Chauncey. And I said that I met with Kelly at an event I was at over the weekend. And I just want to read this from her. She sent this to me, I guess, late last night. And I just saw it because we were talking about Chauncey. And then we got messages from people who were like, oh, man, he's been you know, in the business. And 30-some-odd years he's been you know, in the postal business. She says, Chauncey rang her doorbell yesterday and was grinning ear to ear, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chauncey listens to us every day, and I just mentioned
his name. Really, Chauncey's a legend because we're getting hits on social media on the text. I know Chauncey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So he's a legendary letter carrier.
So Kelly says he rang my doorbell, and Kelly's to work with us, by the way. She was at this event that I was at on Sunday. But she says he's ringing the doorbell, grinning ear to ear. And I didn't expect for you to write a note when I said, can you sign this? Well, she left a piece of paper and a pen, and I was like,
mm-hmm, right.
So I left the note saying, Chauncey, we're going to shout you out on Tuesday. Thank you for listening, man. Mike and I really appreciate it. I signed it, Dukes and Bell, blah, blah, blah. So she says that note made his day. He couldn't believe you guys were talking about him. So I just want to say, man, the follow-up to yesterday's story is this. And, you know, you never know how people take that in, Mike, or what the reaction's going to be. And we had, as you said, people on social media hitting us up. But as we said yesterday, man, without you guys, there is no us. So a big shout out again to Chauncey. But Kelly, thank you for that note, because I just sent him a note from us as a show saying, man, look, we try to have fun. We tell people this all the time. We run into people all the time. You and Mike, man, you guys are. And I say, look, we just try to have fun. We try to have a good time. And we hope you guys have a good time with us over the next, you know, 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
And that's the goal every day. And so I only say that to say, Kelly, thank you for the note. Chauncey, thank you. But Mike, he let her know. I heard talking about me.
No, man. Like, you always, first off, two things. I love people who take pride in their job, whatever their job is.
That's right.
Okay? I mean, you know, they're not mailing it in. Pardon the pun, because he's a letter carrier.
That's right.
But I mean, whether it's the UPS guy, you know, or anybody. You know, I always joke around, like Chick-fil-A down in Peachtree City. Those, you know, the kids are in high school and some kids are in college. I mean, the hustle and the vibe and the positive attitude. You know, I mean, I think we take it for granted sometimes, but that's great. Take pride in your stuff, man. It goes a long way.
It does. All right, man. We got a lot going on. Braves have a 3-game win streak going on. We're going to talk more about Chris Sale and what Snit had to say as well last night. It went to extra innings, and they were able to pull it out. Also, a little bit later on, Yeah Man, No Man with our man Day Day. Stay tuned for that. He has a follow-up on this whole subscription streaming thing we got into.
Is this going to make me start screaming again?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But right now, let's get to 4th and 1. All right, the big news today, Cowboys are finalizing a trade with the Steelers for George Pickens. It's expected to include a 3rd-round pick and other pick swaps. Steelers are getting a 2026 third round and a 2027 5th-round pick. We discussed this earlier, and I want to bring this home because I had a guy hit me up and say, Dukes, man, who would you rather have, Pickens or Pitts? Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that some of these dudes, and we don't want to belittle, but some guys, because I tell this a day earlier, I had a guy come at me on Twitter, why aren't we in the mix for Pickens? We don't need them. I think we got a wide receiver that's pretty okay right now. By the way, we have no cap space, and he's going to want a fifth-year option. You're going to pick it up? What are you going to trade? We have no draft picks because we use a lot of our draft equity
to make deals.
I mean,
yeah.
As far as a fifth rounder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Pickens, I don't need a head case. I got a young rookie quarterback for all intents and purposes going into his second year. I don't need drama. I need guys all pulling the line the same direction. Let's go.
Yeah. And Mike, here's the thing. Are we frustrated with Pitts' overall production? Yes.
Of course.
But he's not disruptive. He has not been disruptive. He doesn't get silly, unsportsmanlike penalties to set us behind the chains. The answer is no. So please stop with this nonsense about who would you rather have. We hope Pickens has a great year with the Cowboys, but I hope Pitts balls out. But he is not this guy that's all about himself. And that is who George Pickens has become. And yet, Mike, he's not accomplished anything. How many All-Pros does he have? How many Pro Bowls he's been to?
No.
I mean, he hasn't done anything.
As we said, he's just the latest in a long line of tremendously talented but dysfunctional wide receivers in the Steel City. There's an article from DLLS, All City, the Cowboys website.
Okay.
A dude named Clarence Hill, he reports that Pickens is, quote, not looking to do one, talking about a contract extension, and now feels he's going to prove, okay, he's going to prove. So it took getting traded to the Cowboys to figure out, wow, I'm screwing this up, and they don't believe in me. All right. I mean, we'll see. If the Cowboys, you know, decide. It's basically a year-long. See, if he looks at it the right way, it's a year-long audition, and either Dallas can stick with him. They might not have enough money for him. That's the thing.
No, I agree.
Or he just signs somewhere else. We'll see. But pick, I mean, that to me is like that's a smack in the face that you have got tremendous talent. You're wasting.
Yeah, and by the way, you're not paying, all right, Micah Parsons and paying him. My
right.
point is, like,
CeeDee Parsons, Lamb, Dak, him, and him.
Correct.
No.
Yes, Parsons first. And I'm not saying he even deserves that kind of money, but to your point, Mike. All right, real quick, while we're talking about Pickens, while he's on his way to Dallas, this is interesting. Rumors are out there. I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out. That maybe the Steelers are now interested in Alan Lazard, who played with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, Rodgers does have his crew. I mean, where Rodgers goes, Lazard is sure to follow.
It's true. 6'5", Mike. 225.
Right?
Good in the red zone. He's only 29. It seems like Alan Lazard has been in the league a lot longer, but he's only 29 years old.
Right.
But
maybe they'll hire Jordy Nelson, too.
Well, here's the deal. He was with the Jets, obviously. And, you know, I'm wondering, okay, again, it's rumor. But if this is true, then maybe they do know that this guy's coming.
I do think that certainly would be a sign of something to happen, which, again, for us means the market for after Kirk Cousins is null and void. It doesn't exist.
It's just rumor.
But, again, if you want to put two and two together, maybe get five or maybe not four. But it does kind of look, if you're looking down the road, I don't know why Rodgers is doing it the way he's doing it. He, you know, whatever. He's apparently got a girlfriend now. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Sure, he's a barrel of laughs. But as far as this situation with the Steelers, yeah, I just think that now we look at Cousins and you hold on to him around camp time, as you've always suggested. Maybe you do it after June 1, or you roll into camp with him. He plays good boy, and maybe we trade him to a team that has some sort of injury situation. But that's going to be a very unique set of circumstances for a quarterback's all-around record with Arthur Blank saying, I'm only going somewhere in some place where I can start.
I agree. We're going to wait and see. It's just a wait-and-see game right now. Hey, Saints fans, I got an update for you. Not really. Derek Carr has visited with team doctors twice in the recent weeks. He believes, Mike, he injured his shoulder in week 14 against the Giants. Same game, by the way, that he injured his wrist. Long story short, guys, they're trying to figure out what's best. What's best is probably surgery. He's not saying that. He's saying that I don't need it or whatever. But if it's surgery, he said this, Mike, he's not playing this year, which is why, don't you guys think, they drafted Tyler Shook.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason. Now, they do need a quarterback for down the road. But they also said, look, we can't go into the season knowing Carr may or may not be available.
But why is it? This is like an NBA player having surgery the week before the season begins.
It
is. Why are we just getting this information now?
It is. And especially if he's visited with doctors at least, what, twice in the last recent weeks. I don't know where this goes.
Was he hoping a chiropractor is going to smack it back into place? I don't know what he's doing.
I don't either. But that is coming out of New Orleans. And I'm just surprised, again, that they have moved his money forward, kept him on the roster. I thought that they might have tried to move him,
Mike.
Yeah. With the new coach.
Or just eat it, you know, and move on. Gabe Davis, who signed, remember, he had some good years I don't know if he got to 1,000 yards with the Bills, but he always had like 6 or 7 touchdowns. And he left to go be a free agent. He got some decent money. It was due $12.5 million. Jags have released him. And it's funny because remember the Buffalo general manager was on the sports talk station up there and they were killing him for not having a wide receiver. Can Gabe go back? Can you go home again? I mean, you're going to make the money you were looking to make in Jacksonville, but I still think they could use another wide receiver in that room up in Buffalo.
$12.5 million? He ain't getting that up there.
No.
They paid all their key guys already. Hey, this is Tom Brady talking to Shador. Is that right? Is that what this is? Let's hear this because this is the phone call after Shador got drafted. Now this audio is out there. And if you don't know, him and Brady, they've been pals or whatever, however you want to describe
it's a text message. Yeah.
This is a text?
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if it was the audio, but this is what Brady said he said in the text message. Correction. All right, let's hear it.
I wouldn't have part of any evaluation process or to
Skip Bayless
to see
says
that.
Otherwise.
No, no. Well, everyone's got every, you know. That's the problem with media is everyone can just say whatever the f*** they want. I actually texted Shador because I know him very well. And I said, dude, like whatever happens, wherever you go, that's your first day. Day two matters more than the draft. I was 199. Yeah. So who could speak on it better than me? Like what that really means. Yeah. Use it as motivation. You're going to get your chances. Go take advantage of it.
It's a great point. And he's right. And who cares what Skip said? But
seriously,
yes.
Of all people out there.
Who cares? But that's interesting, Mike. I mean, does that help Shador mentally, do you think?
Look, you're going to – I still think he's a better athlete than Dylan Gabriel. I think you beat him out. And then, as we said, you work your way up the line. Pickett is – I mean, they didn't pick up the fifth-year option we talked about. And Flacco, even if Flacco is the starter for much of the season, at some point you can win the job. Yes, it's not going to be as easy as other quarterbacks will have a path to being a starter. And maybe they should have just picked him when they took Dylan Gabriel, whatever. But, and everyone's got his back. That's the one thing. You know, you got so many people who feel this is the crime of the century, what happened to Shador Sanders. That, I mean, certainly the media will be hyping him up, and everyone will be looking at breaking down every single throw in preseason. I got a funny soundbite. I don't have the soundbite. Actually, I got the article. Tariq Hill, I don't know if he was on a podcast. The video is him. He's just kind of like laying back in a lazy boy car on a phone.
Okay.
And he's asked to rank his top 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. Tariq Hill, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Then he goes with Baker Mayfield. He doesn't mention his own quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
I thought Tua was better than Patrick Mahomes.
Didn't he say that he throws a better ball than Patrick Mahomes two years ago?
He did.
Tariq has lost his – and another guy lost his damn mind. The Antonio Brown outcome, I hope that's not where it's trending, but it does feel it's going down that lane, okay? If there's a sign that says, mile ahead, Antonio Brown crazy land, Tariq Hill is in the lane, Carl, looking at that exit.
Tua should not only be on the list, he should have been first. Right?
Even if he's not believing it.
Correct.
To pump up the guy and let's get back on track with this team. Which, again, by the way, talking to a bunch of Dolphin fans down in South Florida for the week, they say the same thing that you and I say.
About?
Where's the defense? Oh, what the hell are you guys doing? And why did you give all that money to two receivers?
Yeah, it's going to set them back, man. We'll see. They still have not traded Jalen, right? That's still out there. Jalen Ramsey's on the block. Mm-hmm. No deal for him yet. Hey, 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We're coming back. Chris Sale, welcome back. He looked the part again last night, despite not getting the dub. It's on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We got so many connections in the community. We're about you guys. And our buddy B-Mac, who joins us on Fridays, spent a day with Michael Penix. I just reposted it. Go check it out. We are all curious to see whether or not how good he's going to be. I have said, and Mike and I have gone back and forth, not in a nasty way. Look, Mike's right. We don't know until we know, and then sometimes you just have a feeling. For me, I always say it doesn't take long. Like, I'm at a point now where three games, okay, I saw some special moments. I feel like he's going to be that guy. But our buddy B-Mac, and we'll talk to him on Friday about this, but it's a real cool segment. If you want to go check it out, it's on YouTube. But I just reposted it, put him up, see Dukes. And it's more about, again, getting to know Michael Penix. Guys, we didn't get to know him last year. I mean, he came in. He really didn't do a lot of interviews. We talked to him at the beginning of the season. But the whole thing last year was it's Kirk Cousins. And he's going to lead the way, and Penix is going to learn. And he did that for, 12, 13, 14 weeks? Right. And then it was his time. So now those roles have reversed, and we're going to see and talk to Michael a lot more as we move through the season and leading up to the season. And then, you know, this thing with Matt Ryan that came out a while back, maybe a few weeks ago, that Matt was saying, hey, I'm willing to help him.
Which I thought was great.
I did, too. Look, why wouldn't you want to accept any advice or help from guys who have done it at a high level? Like, you know, again, if Howard Stern calls Mike and I and says, hey, I want to talk to you guys, we're taking the phone call, okay? There's something about that when you say, hey, here's some people that might want to help you. So go check out that segment with our man B-Mac. We'll talk to him about it on Friday. It's very cool. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, let's talk about last night with our Braves, though. 2-1 victory. Money Harris, you said he needed to hit. Yes. That hit. To help himself, but not only to help himself, but to help his team.
Yeah, he was struggling. I mean, he's been in a bit of a rough patch since the homestand started with the Dodgers. And, you know, they even talked about it on the broadcast. I want to say it was Tom Glavine with Brandon, saying he really needs something here. Boom. And he delivers the goods. So that was great to see. And I had a Braves fan. It was kind of funny because earlier in the game, I was like, geez, how many guys are going to leave on base? This team is so unclutch. He goes, we won the game, didn't we? Yeah, we left 11 guys on base. Thale should have had the win. A win is a win. We don't apologize for wins as the great Arthur Smith once told us. But, yeah, it is simply this team has got to stop leaving guys on base. But the good news is when they needed it, Money Harris delivered, and later on the Big Bear got you the dub.
Let's hear Michael Harris delivering.
And there is one away in the bottom of the ninth. Well, Michael's been struggling a little bit at the plate as of late. If there was ever a time to bust out of it, this should be a good one. Harris!
Now, again, I don't know what in the hell the Reds are doing. I'm not sure why they, you know, again, we've got, between Colorado and the Reds outfield, we've seen some really awful play in the outfield.
Yes.
But the Reds right fielder, if you didn't see it, he for some reason inexplicably throws to the second baseman. I mean, are you not watching the runner? Generally, for guys who never played baseball, the first baseman would take that, throw more of a direct route, Carl. He turns and pivots. So then when he throws it to the second baseman, he basically takes a look at his watch. Like, okay. And it was literally that 1 millisecond of hesitation which got the slide under the tag.
Yeah, it was weird. I agree with you on that. But you know what? Like, sometimes these are the breaks we weren't getting.
Right.
Right? When we were losing and we're like, what is going on with our squad? Now we're getting some of those breaks. And guys, this is the luck that you need. You need to be clutch, which that was a big moment. But you also need some luck to go your way. What about Sale, man? I mean, 10 strikeouts. You said it. He didn't get the win last night. But this is the Chris Sale that we were expecting to see. Now, whether he felt some added pressure, Mike, with Strider not starting the season and the way that we started, maybe every fifth day he's going out there and he's pressing because he's like, if I don't shut him out, we might have an issue here. Now, for whatever reason, and I don't know, those are just guesses, he settled in, and he looks good.
Right. Pitch count got up there, but again, Snicker stuck with it, so he almost gets – I know Snicker really wanted to get through the seventh inning, 6 2/3. Pierce Johnson had a big strikeout in a pressure situation, so that was great to see. Hernandez, not so good.
I like what I'm seeing from Pierce, by
the way. Yeah, and by the way, that was a tough situation to step into. Runner in scoring position, here we go. But he was able to deliver. And then, as I said, not so good there for Hernandez. Montero gets a strikeout in the ninth. And then, you know, Iglesias, Carl and I talk about it. You know, I can pause Carl for a second and say sometimes, you know, I'm wrong about things. I overreact to things. And I just look at the history of the Braves relievers from Will Smith to Kenley Jansen and now to Raisel Iglesias. All these guys have bad days at the office. It just is what it is. So, you know, it's a long way back to when you had the dominant closer for this team. And these guys just have their moments where they, but that was great from Raisel Iglesias. There's no problem last night.
404-726-0929. We'll talk more about what's going to happen tonight because, again, I think, you know, the way things are going right now, let's just keep going, man. Now, the crazy thing is this kid, Hunter Green, pretty impressive in his last outing. Mm-hmm. He struck out 12 gnats in his last outing. He's looking for his third consecutive win. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, he's feeling it right now. And if we get to him early and maybe chase this kid, all right, that's great. Now they may have some issues with the bullpen. But if he gets going, he's got the ability to shut a lineup down.
Eastbound and down, Grant Holmes. I told you when I was at the airport last Friday heading down to the Formula One race, I met two ladies from Myrtle Beach, and they're friends with a Holmes family.
Oh, cool.
And these are the ladies that were going to Louisville for the Derby, and they were just saying what a great, absolutely great guy he is, and that family's great, and how obviously they're all excited to finally get to the show. And I said, yeah, I got to stop picking on him. But yeah, man, the last outing did enough to beat the Dodgers, you know, just two earned runs and six innings of work, so hopefully he gets that against the Reds. Then they get to 500. And I heard the stat from Andy. I think Grant may have had it on his Twitter. But it's the first team, the team that started 0-7 has got to 500.
Well, yeah. And here's the other thing. When you talk about the month of May, there are benchmarks when you start talking about a season. And the first one is May. And I'll tell you guys, you know, you go back over the last decade or so, certainly over the last 5 years, teams that are in first place in the month of May ultimately end up making the playoffs. So you're talking about the Dodgers, right? You're talking about the Mets. That was us the last 4 or 5 years. Mm. Like that month of May benchmark is where are you at? For Mike's, to your point, let's get back to 500 and let's see how this thing shakes out. And by the way, when I say that, I'm talking about who's leading the division, not just making the playoffs. So you find a way if you've gotten off to a really good start in the month of May. And then we talk about that July date, man. When you get to July and you start saying, all right, what's my team? What are we going to do?
Right. So, I mean, getting to 500, you know, we said they've kind of been scuffling. Do they pass the eye test? Looks a lot like times of last year. But, I mean, if Strider comes back and can hit the ground running, and Ronald, and we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about just when exactly is, I don't know. People ask me every day, literally, on the walking path, at my house, at the gym, at Publix, I don't know. Don't know. I don't think the Braves even know. But either way, once he gets back, you're over 500, you're feeling much better about this team. And if Schwellenbach can figure out whatever they're getting to him with, because that was an unbelievable start from A.J. Smith-Shawver, then we can, for the first time in like 3 years, I can stop complaining about starting pitching.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing. I mean, it looks like, okay, they're settling down a little bit.
And just 5 games back from the Mets, who've really cooled off.
Well, yeah. And look, I don't want to say I'm not worried about the Mets. They're playing up to the money they spent, which was not the case a few years ago. They look like they're going to be a team that we're going to have to deal with this year. And, you know, in years past, we've had either enormous leads they had to fight back, or, Mike, they just choked, right, where they didn't play well enough and then they trade everybody away. This year, they look like they're going to be right there. And, by the way, Phillies don't scare me. I know Mike says they got our number, and maybe they do. They don't scare me either.
No, I mean, I think Philly is a team which is there is even though they've had our number those last 2 years ago and 3 years ago,
yep.
I'm with you. I still think that they're gettable and beatable. But I would love to see us shore up some of the setup guys in the bullpen. But that's something for 2 months down the road. JB hits us up on Twitter. He goes, by the way, Max Fried 3-0, 1.48 ER. They were never going to spend the money.
No.
I know, guys. I get it. But Carl and I can't. You and I can't go back on the argument. He's only given up one home run, 20 strikeouts at home for the Yankees. But they just weren't going to give him the loot. And I don't blame him with his injury history the last couple of years.
I mean,
it's a bitter pill to swallow. Yes. I can't argue with
well, it. But here's the thing about the Fried contract. It's not this year. What is he 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road? When you commit that kind of money, it's never the year that you sign the deal. Fried was going to be fine here. I think he could have done this here. But when you start on the length of contract and the amount of money that they're spending, Let's have this conversation in 4 or 5 years when we're talking about what Max Fried is. That's when these contracts start to come back to bite you. I didn't expect him to have a down season. Guys, he's healthy. And I said it, he's a 200-inning guy. When Fried is on his game, hell, we saw him in the World Series. We know what he's worth. But Mike's right. We were not going to do that. But I am not concerned about now. I'm more concerned about when you start giving pitchers 10, 11, 12 years,
right.
What do they look like in year 7?
If he hadn't had the injuries, I would have been making the same argument for Freddie. The hell, don't worry about the 6-year, just do it.
Yep.
You know, and he'll be a lifer as a Brave. But the injury thing became a concern for a lot of Braves fans, certainly.
All right, guys, we got more to get to. Coming up, by the way, next hour, we're going to head to Carolina, get a chance to talk to Michael Kay. He writes for the Charlotte Observer. And we'll find out what he thinks about Bryce Young, their draft, where they're headed. It looked like that thing was about to be a disaster last year. And then things got on the right track. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about are they moving in the right direction. That's coming up next hour. But when we come back, we got Yeah Man, No Man with Day-Day next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Tyke Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Coming up, Georgia Tech gets more beef up front. You guys remember that commercial? You're old enough to remember that commercial. Where's the beef?
Clara Peller was that lady's name, by the way, the actress that portrayed the old lady in the commercial.
One of the best Super Bowl commercials in the history of commercials, for Wendy's, by the way. And it's out there, I mean, if you want to see it. But they get more beef up front. We're going to talk about that, as well as some other college football news and notes we'll get to. And Michael Kay set to join us as well, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. If you're just tuning in, Cowboys finalizing a trade for Steelers wide receiver George Pickens. Yes, Georgia Bulldog, George Pickens. And as we've talked about, this is a risky trade for the Cowboys, simply because he's been uncontrollable, to be quite honest with you. Nobody's really been able to settle him down, Mike, enough where he's been so productive. See, the deal with Anthony, you know, when we talked about A.B. being in Pittsburgh, he was productive. Like, before he lost his mind, right, he was very productive. Right. That hadn't necessarily been the case. I mean, Pickens' best season, you're going back and you're going, all right, 1,000 yards, 5 touchdowns. Like, go look at A.B. stats, dude. He was giving you 10, 12, 14 touchdowns a year. He was putting up numbers.
I mean, it's just one of those things that is funny how, you know, we can't – every team has got their thing. We can't find pass rush. Steelers have to deal with crazy wide receivers. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, the Dolphins, you know, it's like they're always looking for that guy, the solid running back, you know, you're going all the way back to Marino. There's just – every team's got their little niche of like, this is a troubling niche. And for the Giants, you know, right now, you know, it's funny. A lot of folks up there, I got a bunch of guys with the high school. They're like, what do you think? What do you think? I go, well, because there's a lot of controversy about the number 11, you know, and obviously that, you know, that Abdul Carter wants it. It was Phil Simms' number. But just real quick, I want to get the data here. But it's just like the Giants, if they can ever figure out this quarterback situation, I mean, I don't know what Jackson Dart's going to be. No idea. In the short term, it's Russell Wilson. But they look like the Giants. Get back to your fundamentals, which is always a lights out defense that carried them for decades.
It really did. All right, man, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, how you doing this afternoon? You guys,
man, we're great.
Good deal, man. Always good to be back in here with you guys. So I want to jump right in and ask you guys, do you know when the MLB draft is? Do you know the dates?
A day that ends in Y?
Very good.
No.
Close.
No.
Right. I mean, No, I do not.
All right, it's actually going to be held here in Atlanta.
What?
July 13th, 14th, All-Star Weekend.
You bet it is.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Now I do.
All right, but my point in all that is saying the hype behind the MLB draft, if we're honest, there is none, right?
Right.
So.
Not yet. I know where you're going with this.
You know? All right, here we go. So, ironically, on a podcast, AJ Pierzynski and Ken Rosenthal had an idea, a little suggestion. I want you to hear what they think.
Okay.
Here's a great idea for you. And I didn't come up with this. Someone else did, way smarter than me. To have the draft at the College World Series, right? You have all the best, supposedly the best eight teams there with the best players. Then you have all the high school kids fly out there that are all committed to these schools. So then these kids get drafted and then we can watch the college coach try to cry and be like, no, please come. We'll pay you $1 million to come to Florida instead of going for $5 million in the draft. Please think of the drama we could have. It'd be an awesome show. Plus everybody would be in one location.
I like the idea of the draft at the College World Series, not necessarily for the reason of seeing coaches cry, but it is a logical thing to do. It would kind of increase interest in the College World Series and the draft, in my opinion.
I don't hate it. There was a time where, I don't know, Carl, when I was playing high school baseball, we lived for the College World Series. And, you know, as I got older, I've been out there a couple times in Florida State that's never won it. But I used to really follow it. I don't know. I don't hate it, Carl. It's not the worst idea because you pump a little life. I don't know about pairing it with the College World Series. Can you find a way to make it more high profile as part of All-Star Weekend?
Yeah, you can. Here's the thing about the baseball draft. It is the most inconsequential draft of all the four major sports. And the reason is because you don't have the impact, immediate impact, right, of guys you say, I cannot wait for that guy to get to my team. Because you may not see him for 3 years. You may not see him for 5 years. He may not ever make your team. And because of that, unlike the NFL or the NBA, where there's immediate impact, Mike, it is hard for people to get excited about the college baseball draft. I'm not saying they're not great players, but think about all the phenoms that have come up through Major League Baseball where at 18 or 19 or 20, they're in the show. We know who those guys are immediately, right? And that is the problem, is that a lot of these guys get drafted, and it used to be, guys, I don't know how many rounds are in it now, but when I was covering baseball, I was like, how long is this draft? It used to be
forever.
Like, forever. So you lose count of, like, they got 45 picks, they got 60. I think this is a great idea, but the problem is within the league itself and how difficult it is to go from being one of the top picks to becoming a guy that people recognize in the show.
Yeah, and so that's why, for me, to your point, Carl, I think tying it to the College World Series probably gives it a little more juice because, to their point, you can get some of these high school kids into the area that are aspiring, especially if they are already prospects, things of that nature. So, you know, maybe it's a good little way to tie some attention to it. Maybe not the attention that, again, like you said, there's no way it's going to be at the level of NBA, even WNBA for that fact of the matter these days.
I mean, when I was a kid, like, and if you grew up in Atlanta, when were you aware that Dale Murphy was making his way through the system, right? Because Dale Murphy was drafted first round in 1974. And so to Carl's point, I think by 76, he was in initially as a catcher, ironically.
Yep.
And then you find his way. A guy like Bob Horner, you knew because there was so much hype about him going, he was going to go directly from Arizona State, right, to the show. I know when I was a kid up in New York, it was Daryl Strawberry because the name and Doc Gooden. You knew, and so you followed it, and usually your team has to suck for you to have any interest. Of course, another thing, if you're not picking like one, you know, in the top five or six picks, like 87, Ken Griffey Jr. goes number one.
Right.
But there was a little bit of hype. But that's about all I can remember of the drafts.
Yeah.
Literally.
And that's because those guys went on to be mega stars, right? That's the reason why. Pudge Rodriguez was 20 years old coming into the majors. Phenom. right? Griffey, Mike's talking about it. Whether we remember or not, Bryce Harper was one of these guys back in 2012, 19 years old. Those guys are far few in between than all the other picks and how you can get excited about, hey, the Braves got a pitcher in the fifth round. Hope to see him soon. That's what you're saying. And it's just, it gets hard. Think about how you felt with the Falcons draft. We are going to see Xavier Watts immediately. And he was picked in the fourth round. Like, there's a big difference in how we feel about that. So, but I think it's a great idea.
And it goes back to, like, you know, the NBA, you used to know literally the first 25 players. You knew everybody because they all played in college for 2 or 3 years. And then back then there was always some hype about a big high school player too. But still, it's just, you're right. Baseball, how do you create some juice for it when the sport is so regional and it's just not at the same level, not even close to the NFL, let alone the NBA.
Yeah, there it is. Well, speaking of baseball and speaking of regional, glad you touched on that. Follow up to my my streaming rant yesterday. So, did you guys know that the MLB Sunday leadoff games on Roku TV are actually one way you can watch Sunday baseball beginning this weekend, Mother's Day weekend, through September 7th for absolutely free if you've got yourself a Roku TV, or you can just log on to Roku Channel. TheRokuChannel.com. If I watch any of these Sunday games that they have as part of their package.
They're
for free.
Okay. Yep. So if I have a Roku stick.
I need a streaming stick?
And I have the Roku channel.
How much is this going
to
cost me?
No. You can go on your computer and just go to TheRokuChannel.com.
Okay. But you're saying Sundays I get some games for free.
Let me ask you this. Do you know what they're going to want?
What?
Give me your credit card number. There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Well,
the only thing free is a Finley free roof analysis at roofroof.com.
Well,
anything free is to move on. And then within 30 days from now, all of a sudden it's $7.99. Yeah. You're going to have to give me your credit card.
Well,
Come on.
They made sure to put in here that no subscription will be required.
I bet you $100 are going to want my credit card number.
I didn't know that, Day-Day. How many Braves games can I get on that?
Braves games, they'll be featured in two. They'll be featured July 6th against the Orioles, and that's an early game, actually, 11:35 a.m. And then they'll be featured September 7th against the Mariners.
So this is RokuChannel.com.
Yep.
All right. Look, we talked about free. It's my favorite word in the dictionary. But I didn't know that you could even access this that way. I thought you had to have the MLB package, which is something Mike and I talked about.
Yeah, and I brought this up because of the fact that most people today have smart TVs with the Roku channel on it.
That's true.
And the Roku channel is a free channel.
Mike,
so
your TV has it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not. I know more. No,
Mike,
I'm done.
Mike, your TV has it. It's a little purple button or whatever it is.
I just literally had that email yesterday. It was for Hulu. Like, we were down in Amelia Island and I wanted to watch the NFL and I was on Hulu. And that's another $8 a month, Carl. 8 times 12, it's a lot of money. It adds up.
Well,
that's a lot of money, man. It's
very
$96 or something.
But I thought that would be a breath of fresh air for our baseball fans.
No, it is. I totally agree. It is a breath of fresh air. I had no idea. Okay.
Yep, there it is. All right, my last one, guys. Another rant. Sorry,
That's all good.
A little off script here as far as sports, but I just wanted to say that there's people out there that are just mean-spirited people, and then there are people that are just flat-out evil. And these evil people are people who sit in the turning lane, the left turning lane, at a red light, and don't turn on their blinker until the light turns green.
Mm.
You had been sitting here for 5-10 minutes, making me think you're going to go straight. That's the reason I got behind you, only one car in the lane, and you turn on your blinker, and now I got to sit and wait for 20 oncoming cars to pass by before you make your turn. And I'm stuck behind you. You are evil. Yes. Turn your blinker on.
Yes. No more evil. And now, Day-Day, where do you stack that up? This is finally, day two, we get Day-Day's what grinds his gears behind the wheel. It's the guy in the left lane. And I'll say it again. I mean, I know there's people that drive a Tesla and they really enjoy their Tesla and they drop the hammer because it's got more torque than even like a Hellcat because you can go in those things with obviously the battery power. You are the worst drivers in the planet.
Yes.
You are the worst.
Yes.
Electric car owners are the worst drivers. I'm glad you want to save the planet. We can talk about the battery manufacturer and how much that's killing the planet, but I digress. Get out of the freaking left lane.
Yes.
Battery operated drivers, you suck. Thank you.
It drove me crazy this morning sitting there. So
you guys all right? It used to be Prius, and now it's all. Don't go in key their cars. That's not right either. But just give them a dirty look as you pass them in the middle lane because they're going 62.
Wow, you guys, man.
Yeah. Just make sure you have your bag.
And by the way, Mike, what happens to those batteries when they have to dispose of them?
Yes, go take a look at that.
Just asking.
They bury them in a pit, and that's how you get Godzilla.
That's exactly right.
All right, that's your yeah, man. No, man, guys.
Hey, man, by the way, Day-Day's point about the college draft, I went back and looked just for blanks and giggles. Yeah, he was the fifth overall player in 74 was Dale Murphy. Of course, Chipper Jones was the first player taken in 1990.
Different.
Back in the day for the Braves.
Different dudes, man. And look, you hope to get one of those guys. But that Major League Baseball draft, to give it some more oomph, it's a great idea. I just don't know if it's going to work.
Mm.
Hey, man, coming up, we got to talk some college football. Michael Kay is going to stop by. No, not that Michael Kay. He writes for the Charlotte Observer and covers the Carolina Panthers. We're going to find out what's going on in our division, guys. We're going around our division, talking about their drafts, etc. So he's going to stop by here in about 25 minutes on Dukes and Bell.